Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This morning we serve a resurrecting King. Hallelujah. The topic is we serve a resurrecting King. He is alive and he is well. Hallelujah. I just want to give the Lord thanks and praise. I just want to worship him because he's good, he's awesome, and because of his grace why I'm here this morning. And before we go into the word, I just want to say a short prayer. Almighty God, we give you thanks this morning because we serve a resurrected King. And in you we come alive because you are alive and well this morning. And so, Lord, we just want to lift up your name, magnify you, exalt you, because you are the exalted one this morning. And so, Lord, as I bring forth your word, Lord, I pray, Almighty God, that self will be slain and your spirit man come alive. And so, Lord, we just thank you for this privilege, Lord God, to extend your word to your people this morning. Hallelujah. So, I'm going to do an unusual thing by sitting. Hallelujah. The first scripture will be taken from St. John chapter 9, verse 1 to 16. And it said, "And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither had this man sin nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day, the night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and said unto him, Go, wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way, therefore, and washed, and came seeing. The neighbors, therefore, and they which before had seen him that was blind, said, Is not this he that sat and begged? Some said, This is he. Others said, He is like him. But he said, I am he. Therefore said they unto him, How were thine eyes opened? He answered and said, A man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed mine eyes and said unto me, Go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and washed, and I received sight. Then said they unto him, Where is he? He said, I know not. They brought to the Pharisees him that aforetime was blind. And it was the Sabbath day when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. Then again the Pharisees also asked him how he had received his sight. He said unto them, He put clay upon mine eyes, and I washed, and they will see. Therefore said some of the Pharisees, This man is not of God, because he keepeth not the Sabbath day. Others said, How can a man that is a sinner do such miracles? And there was a division among them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A man was born blind from birth, but Christ used this man's suffering to teach about faith and to glorify God. We live in a world where good behavior is not always rewarded and bad behavior is not always punished. Therefore, innocent people sometimes suffer. But verse 3 stated that Jesus answered neither at this man's sin nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. Hallelujah. So sometimes we quick to criticize when we see things happen. But instead of to criticize, we just give God thanks, give him all the glory and all the honor that he, God, deserves. Our second scripture is from Luke 13, 10 to 17. And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity, 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, Woman, thou art loose from thy infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, There are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said, Thou hypocrite, doeth not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, who Satan had bound, lo, these 18 years, be loose from the bond on the Sabbath day? And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed. And all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. Sometimes attack comes directly from Satan. But whatever the immediate cause of our illness, we can trace its original source of Satan, the author of evil in our world. The good news is that Jesus is more powerful than the devil or any disease. Jesus often brings physical healing in this life, and when he returns, he will put an end to all diseases and disability. Hallelujah. So we serve a healing Jesus. He's our healer. Whatever is happening to us, all we have to do is trust his heart. Even when we do not see it in the physical realm, something is happening in the spiritual realm. Hallelujah. Our third scripture is taken from Mark 3, 1 to 16. And he entered again into the synagogue, and there was a man there which he had a withered hand. And they watched him, whether he would heal him on the Sabbath day, that they might accuse him. And he said unto the man which had the withered hand, Stand forth. And he said unto them, Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath days, or to do evil, to save life, or to kill? But they held their peace. And when he had looked round about on them with anger, being grieved for the hardness of their hearts, he said unto the man, Stretch forth thine hand. And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored, whole as the other. Hallelujah. When Jesus exposed the Pharisees' attitude, he became their enemy instead of their Messiah. And they began looking ways to turn the people against him. Anger itself is not wrong. It depends on what makes us angry and what we do with our anger. Too often we express our hunger in selfish and harmful ways. Jesus expressed his anger by correcting a problem by healing the man's hand. We are to use our anger to find constructive solution rather than tear people down. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You see, I like to line up the scriptures with what I'm saying. So I go into the scripture at all time. Our fourth scripture is Mark 1, chapter 1, from 21 to 28. And they went into Capernaum, and straightway on the Sabbath day, he entered into the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority and not as the scribes. And there was their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, "Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, Holy One of God." And Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Hold thy peace and come out of him." And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. And they were all amazed, insomuch that they questioned among themselves, saying, "What thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commandeth ye even the unclean spirit, and they do obey him." And immediately his fame spread abroad throughout all the region round about Galilee. Hallelujah. Evil spirits or demons are ruled by Satan. They work to tempt people to sin. They were not created by Satan, because God is the creator of all things. In Isaiah 45 verse 7, "I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things." Rather, they are fallen angels who joined Satan in his rebellion. Jesus didn't have to conduct a ritual. His word was enough to send out evil spirit out of the man. The evil spirit knew at once that Jesus was the only one sent from God. By including this event gospel, Mark was establishing Jesus' credentials, showing that even the spiritual underworld recognized Jesus as the Messiah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even demons recognize Jesus. He knows Jesus' voice. They know Jesus' voice. "And every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord." Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. There's none like unto you. We worship you, Lord, Son of the Most High God. I'm just looking for the scriptures. Hallelujah. We're going to read Isaiah 41, verse 10. "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Hallelujah. Now all believers are God's chosen people. And all share the responsibility of representing him to the world. One day God will bring all his faithful people together. We need not to fear, because God reminds us that he is with us. He said, I am with you. God has established a relationship with us. He said, I am your God. God give us assurance of his strength, help, and victory over sin and death. Do we aware of all the ways God has helped us? Let us ask ourselves that question. God give us the assurance that he will help us. He's our strength. He's our hope in the time of trouble. He's our healer when we are going through sickness. God is there with us. He said he never leave us nor forsake us. Hallelujah. God is always with us, no matter what is happening with us. All we have to do is trust his heart. Matthew chapter 11, 28 to 30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Look on the word rest. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Hallelujah. A yoke is a heavy wooden cross piece that is fastened around the neck of two animals, especially oxen, or we call it cow out here, Jamaican language, as we would call it in Jamaica, and attached to the plow or cart that they are to pull. A person may be carrying heavy burden. A person may be carrying heavy burdens of sin, oppression, and persecution, or weariness in the search for God. Jesus frees people from all these burdens. The rest, that's the word rest that we see in the word of God. Jesus promised his love, healing, and peace with God. Hallelujah. What sense was Jesus? The yoke, easy. The yoke emphasized the challenges, work, and difficulties for partnering with Christ in life. Responsibilities weigh us down, but Jesus' yoke remains easy compared to the crushing alternative. Jesus doesn't offer a life of luxurious ease. The yoke is still an oxen tool for working hard, but it's a shared yoke with weight falling on a bigger shoulder than yours. Someone with more pulling power is up front. Hallelujah. Helping. Let us go to Psalms 145. Psalm 145 from 1 to 21. I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of thy kingdom and talk of thy power to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth to all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thine hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Oh, we give him thanks and praise. These last five psalms overflow with praise. Each begins and ends with praise. Praise the Lord. They show us where, why, and how to praise God. Hallelujah. What does praise do? Hallelujah. Praise take our minds off our problems and shortcomings and help us focus on God. Praise lead us from individual meditation to corporate worship. Praise causes us to consider and appreciate God's character. Praise lifts our perspective from the earthly to the heavenly. Praise prepares our heart to receive God's love and the power of his Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Psalm 146, verse 8 said that the Lord opened the eyes of the blind. The Lord raised them that are bowed down. And the Lord loveth the righteous. God is the hope and help of the needy. Jesus affirms his concern for the poor and afflicted. In your spare time, you can read Luke chapter 4, verse 18 to 21, and Luke chapter 7, 21 to 23. Jesus does not separate the physical needs from our spiritual needs, but attend to both. Philippians 4, verse 19 declares, "But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Hallelujah. He's our supplier of our needs, not what we want. Because sometimes the things that we want is not necessarily that we need. So God knows our needs before we even ask him to fulfill our needs. Hallelujah. We're going to read 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 1 to 6. Hallelujah. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, came to him and said unto him, "Thus saith the Lord, Set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. And it came to pass, afore Isaiah was gone out into the middle court, that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, Turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, Thus saith the Lord, the God of David, thy father have heard thy prayer. I have seen. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee, and the third day thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord. And I will add unto thy days 15 years, and I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria. And I will defend this city for my own sake and for my servant David's sake. Hezekiah was the only faithful king, but what a difference he made. Hezekiah's faith and prayer, God healed him and saved his city from the Assyrians. Faith and prayer, if they are sincere and directed toward the one true God, can change any situation. Amen. In Proverbs 3, verse 5 to 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. So keep believing, keep trusting, keep seeking, keep loving, keep praying, keep praising, and leave the rest to God. Hallelujah. 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 We worship you, Lord. We worship you, King of all kings. Hallelujah. James 5. We are going to read James 5, 19 to 20. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that he which converted the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Clearly, this person who has wandered from truth is a believer who has fallen into sin. One who is no longer living a life of consistent with his or her beliefs. Christians disagree over whether or not it is possible for people to lose their salvation, but all agree that those who fall away from their faith are in serious trouble and need to repent. Hallelujah. James urges Christians to help backsliders to return to God by taking initiative, praying for the person, and acting in love. We can meet the person where he or she and bring him or her back to God and his forgiveness. The book of James emphasizes faith in action. Right living is the evidence and result of faith. Hallelujah. The church must serve with compassion, speak lovingly and truthfully, live in obedience to God's commands, and love one another. The body of believers ought to be an example of heaven on earth. Join people to Christ through love for God and each other. If we truly believe God's word, we will live it day by day. God's word is not merely something we read or think about, but something we do. Belief, faith, and truth must have hands and feet, ours. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We call back the praise and worship team. Hallelujah. By your spirit.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. By your spirit I will rise from the ashes of defeat. The resurrected King is resurrecting me. In your name I come alive. The resurrected King is resurrecting me. From the ashes of defeat, the resurrected King is resurrecting me.
In your name I come alive to declare your victory. The resurrected King is resurrecting me. By your spirit I will rise from the ashes of defeat. The resurrected King is resurrecting me. St. John chapter 11, verse 21 to 25. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother would not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus saith unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live.
By your spirit I will rise from the ashes of defeat. The resurrected is resurrecting me. In your name I come alive to declare your victory. The resurrecting King is resurrecting me.
The things that are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So whatever you're going through, whatever sickness you're facing, by your spirit, we'll come alive because we serve a resurrected Jesus. Hallelujah. By spirit, I will rise from ashes of defeat. The resurrected Jesus is resurrecting me. We call every dead things to come alive. Everything that is dead, whether marriage, sickness, we call it to come alive right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Can everyone stand, please? And join in with the song.
By your spirit I will rise from the ashes of defeat. The resurrected King is resurrecting me. In your name I come alive to declare your victory. Your resurrecting King is resurrecting me. The resurrecting King is resurrecting me. By your Spirit I will rise from the ashes of defeat. The resurrected King is resurrecting me.
Hallelujah. We magnify you, God. We thank you for your showers of blessing. We thank you, Lord God, that we serve a resurrected King. Hallelujah. And we pray today, Lord, that your word will go forth. Oh, Almighty God, we thank you, oh God, because we serve a resurrected King. No matter what we are going through, you're there with us. You're our healer. You're our deliverer. You're the Lord of hosts, the God of Abraham, the God of Daniel, the God who never sleeps nor slumber. We thank you, Lord God. We give you thanks. We worship you, Lord God. We thank you for the pouring out of your rain, your spiritual rain, in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you glory and honor for this day that you have ordained for us, Lord. We pray, Almighty God, for your covering over your people today, those who are going through, Lord. We declare victory over their life, victory in the name of Jesus. We declare healing in the name of Jesus over your people today. And we said, done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Moderator.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Showers of blessing. At this time, I'm going to ask the men of the church, men of God, to come forward and as we pray for Deacon Bailey.